draw a distinction between global relativism
right.
and local or the moral kind of particulars.
Sure, sure.
What's the distinction?
Yeah, so global relativism, as I mentioned before, refers to, it involves the relative claim concerning truth in general. So truth in general.
No matter where it exists or doesn't.
No, so whether it's morality, religion, science, history, it doesn't matter. Truth in general is relative to either the individual or a group of individuals, like society. So it's not localized to any particular area of thought. And there's, you know, we can critique that by showing that it's self-defeating in and of itself, because we have to ask the question, is that statement, there is no absolute truth in general, absolutely true?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say yes, well, then it's absolutely true that there is no absolute truth, which is self-defeating. We could also show, of course, the logical absurdities, as we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it makes it trivial, because for somebody to say there's no absolute truth, the statement there's no absolute truth, that's just simply relative to, you know, my personal belief. It's a member or one belief among my personal set of beliefs and opinions.
Which contradicts the very meaning of the word absolute. Forget the word truth.
That's right.
That undermines the very existence of any absolute.
Correct.
If you're going to relativize that, then you need to look in the mirror.
That's correct. If the statement there is no absolute truth is simply relatively true, well, then it's trivial, because that's just one belief among many that the relativist has and other people don't. Well, that's something we already know. It's nothing new. And then it's just mere taste or preference, which has no bearing on reality any more than one's preference for chocolate ice cream over vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So the global relativism is reduced to triviality. It becomes trivial. Now, local relativism refers to truth is relative within particular areas of thought. So, for example, morality or even religion. So maybe there are some absolute truths. 2 + 2 = 4. I can't change that, right? That's absolutely true. We're existing right now. That's absolutely true. But maybe when it comes...
Quick sidebar. Both of those propositions have been challenged.
Yes,
by
indeed.
Radical skeptics.
That's
correct. You have to keep saying this.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I actually just wrote a post on the Catholic Answers blog, How Do We Know We're Not in a Matrix, where I deal with that sort of radical skepticism. And even previously I wrote a post on What's Skeptical About Skepticism, where I defend the principle of non-contradiction against a universal philosophical skepticism.
So We may return to that, but what is the principle of non-contradiction for people who've never
Very heard good, it? Very good. Thank you. The principle of non-contradiction is a first principle of reason that states something cannot be and not be in the same respect at the same place and time. So I cannot exist and not exist in the same respect at the same place and time.
I can't be myself while also being sipping a beverage on a yacht off the Cayman Islands at the same time.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, we'll get back to that when we're talking about defending the objectivity of truth, but this local relativism...
Can I linger on this just for one
last
second?
Yeah, go ahead.
It also applies to God, and when you say, well, even God is subject to the principle of non-contradiction, it sounds like, oh, you're putting a limit on God? Isn't God all-powerful? But God, as you point out, applying it to the divine sphere... God can't both be and not be.
That is correct.
God can't lie.
That is correct. Because lying is a privation of truth, of the good, which those two are they convertible. We call them the transcendentals in philosophy. But this is true. Many times when we say God can't do something, people think, oh, well, we're denying the omnipotence of God.
You're limiting my Lord and Savior.
Right. But it's because of the omnipotence of God that he can't do anything that's logically contradictory. God can't make a square or a circle. You can't have a square and a circle in the same respect, the same place and time. It's nothingness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God can't make nothingness because he's absolute being. He's pure being itself. So getting back to the local relativism, it has to do with relativistic claims within particular areas of thought, the primary one being morality. So like if we're talking to a relativist and we critique global relativism and show the absurdities of that, they'll say, well, you know, there might be some absolute truths, but I mean, we know for sure truth with regard to morality is relative. And that's where really the rubber hits the road, right? So I might perceive something as good or bad, and you might not see it in the same way. And that's okay. We can agree to disagree, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So relative to my subjective judgment, this particular action is right or this particular action is wrong. Right, wrong, good, bad. So that's really where the rubber hits the road, and that's what we have to deal with the most in the relativistic culture that mm-hmm. we live in when it comes to morality. Although, as we've already demonstrated with the claim to be a 6'5 Chinese woman or a cat or a paraplegic, where global relativism is gaining ground to be almost on an equal playing field with moral relativism.
It's dogma.
That's right. It's the dogmatic of anti-dogmatism, mm-hmm. you know?